Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 21. It's May 28th, 2020. Identify your fellow knuckleballers. I recently became fascinated by the baseball pitcher R.A. Dickey. Dickey's pitch is the knuckleball, a slow, awkward pitch that's really hard to throw with any kind of consistency. When a pitcher throws a knuckleball, he releases the baseball with as little spin as possible. The air current moves against the baseball's seams and it makes the baseball move really strangely. Once a good knuckleball is thrown, it's equally unpredictable to the batter, the catcher, and the pitcher who threw it. Sounds a lot like the creative process, huh? Knuckleball pitchers are basically the ugly ducklings of baseball. Because there are so few of them, they actually form a kind of brotherhood and they often get together and share tips with one another. Dickey writes about how rare this is in his memoir, Wherever I Wind Up. There's no chance that an opposing pitcher, no matter how nice a guy, is going to invite me to watch how he grips and throws his split-fingered fastball or slider. Those are state secrets. With his fellow knuckleballers, however, things are different. Knuckleballers don't keep secrets. It's as if we have a greater mission beyond our own fortunes, and that mission is to pass it on, to keep the pitch alive. As you put yourself and your work out there, you will run into your fellow knuckleballers. These are your real peers, the people who share your obsessions, the people who share a similar mission to your own, the people with whom you share a mutual respect. There will only be a handful or so of them, but they're so, so important. Do what you can to nurture your relationships with these people. Sing their praises to the universe. Invite them to collaborate. Show them work before you show anybody else. Call them on the phone and share your secrets. Keep them as close as you can. That's another little bit from Austin Kleon's Show Your Work. Great little book. You should buy and read today if you don't have it. And then you should do what it says. It's great. I like to think of the regulars as sort of that in a way. Our own little collection of knuckleballers, where we show each other how we're, you know, as it were, gripping the ball, throwing the pitch. That's a perfect analogy too. I'm a sucker for baseball stuff. I miss baseball terribly. Can't wait for it to be back. I have gone back on YouTube and watched Mel Allen's This Week in Baseball back from when I was a kid, entire episodes of it. I've even watched some Texas Rangers games from like the late 70s, early 80s. They have the entire game, you know, just sitting there on YouTube. It's amazing. And just have that running in the background and hear all of those names. Amazing, amazing stuff. But this analogy of a knuckleball and that those few share their secrets, and even that you don't really know what the pitch is going to do. Even the person that threw the ball, that's the beauty of the knuckleball and why it's so hard to hit is when thrown well, it's going to move in unpredictable ways. Austin's got a knack for that. It makes me want to go read R.A. Dickey's memoir. I'm going to have to do that. I've got a bunch of books, biographies of baseball players, and they're always just excellent, excellent reads. Another thing I've watched in the last few weeks is about half of those Ken Burns baseball episodes. Again, I think they're on Amazon Prime, sitting there for free. It's excellent American cultural history and an incredible document with respect to the game of baseball. I do really, really prize the regulars as a community and love that we get together every week. Eagerly await tomorrow, so get up early, and we're still doing it on Zoom. Hopefully soon enough we'll be back at Mozart's. I think some of us would be willing to show up at Mozart's this Friday, and I know a whole bunch of us, probably including myself, wouldn't go there in person quite yet. Just a little too early. I wish I had started this daily dispatch thing long, long, long ago, because it would be better by now. I just said, I'm now self-conscious because one of the few people I've told about this says I do that too much. Sorry about that, y'all. There's a little equipment I need to get. There's little techniques I need to know. Nonetheless, the only way to begin is to begin and try in here on the diamond at a park with a backstop and a duffel bag full of baseballs to figure out how to throw these knuckleballs and see where it'll go. So at least, at a minimum, I'm doing that. I did add this through fireside.fm, Dan Benjamin's podcast enabling hosting service, which I'm using and is awesome. I did click the button. It was one click, and this show is now on Spotify. It scooped up stuff I didn't know it was going to scoop up, and it, whatever. I made this stupid little art, a cover art stuff, in Inkscape, which is free, and but there it is. It's something. It's out there, and I can tell you, sitting here this morning, I wish I'd started earlier. I wish I was 1,000 in, not 21 in. But we'll get there. We'll get there. And I guess whatever it is that you've got, that you've been putting off, I recommend you find a way to start it today. If not today, maybe this weekend. And to pare the scope down so that you can get something out in the water. And if you can't launch it in some public way yet, then you know who those fellow knuckleballers are and share something about it with them to gather their feedback so you can make it better and get going. Thanks, y'all.